And I'm struggling a little bit with what the term end-to-end review means. But as I understand it, the idea that's been put on the table is for us to take a very thorough view of all of the steps and processes that are involved in collecting data that feed the stock assessment process and the stock assessment process itself. And that idea is, of course, not a new idea, but it is an idea that we have adopted within the Fisheries Service. And most recently, it's been highlighted as a result of a comprehensive review of the six NIMS science centers that was conducted by Brian Rothschild and Mike Sissonwine a couple of years ago. And from that, we have developed a plan within the agency for, again, I'm not terribly comfortable with the terminology, but for something that approaches the concept of end-to-end. Each science center is going to go through the same process so that there will be consistency and so that there will be broad opportunity for sharing among the different science centers, developing best practice guidelines and dealing with change that's going to be necessary. The first step in that is going to take place next year. Next year, each science center is going to undergo an independent peer review of the data collection processes. That surveys includes the fishery-dependent data collection functions. The following year, we will most likely engage in a similar process to look at the stock assessment process itself. And so, over a relatively short period of time, I know it's not short enough for everybody in this room, and there are some issues about timelines that we need to discuss, but we have designed a process. We are moving forward with that process. We are sensitive to concerns that the broad community has about the data collection issues, about the stock assessment processes.